from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And if you're watching on Twitch, you also see a little clapping from Sarah Laffey of Charlestown joining us here. Sarah, first of all, thanks so much for coming on, sharing your story. What can you tell us about, well, not just what brings you here today, but I know you have a big moment coming up tonight here at the ballpark.
I do. I'll be singing the national anthem tonight, and that is something like I never even dreamed would happen, being a lifelong Red Sox fan, going to games like every year, like growing up, like being a true fan. And then one day someone just comes up just like, hey, we heard you sing. Do you want to sing the national anthem for the Jimmy Fund like telethon? And I'm like, okay, I must be dreaming. Yes, that'd be great. And then someone had to remind me I wasn't dreaming, and I was like over the moon.
So that's got to be some good singing. Like I do lots of singing in my everyday life. No one says, "Hey, do you want to sing in the national?" Like they hear me.
It sounds like
all
an old time show business discovery.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, "A star is born. Get out there. You're singing."
Where's that beautiful music coming from?
But how often do you sing in the shower versus in public?
Oh, I do a lot of singing and tapping
on the radio
and yeah,
quite a bit,
yeah. It's no one wants to hear.
He sings
it,
too much.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
I want to hear you sing.
Nah.
How about a duet?
Yeah.
Oh, let's do a duet.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, my heart will go on. 1, 2, 3. No. I'm but yeah, no. So, but that's amazing. So you're singing that tonight.
I am, and I'm so very excited and like thrilled by the opportunity.
Have you sung the anthem before in public?
I have at my college graduation. But never like in front of this many people. So like the thing is, I'm not really that nervous. I'm more just like, oh my gosh, like I'm so excited that I don't think that nervousness can reach me, but maybe it will tonight. We'll see.
Now I don't need to bring this to a bad area, but which college graduation? Because it got very off the air, very frosty over here.
Oh no.
You went to Colorado State undergrad. Is that correct?
Undergrad. Yes. But then I also graduated with my high school and associate's degree, together.
Okay.
So like I started college at 15, but then I like stopped high school classes and started college classes, but then got my associate's degree. So technically
you were too smart for Colorado State is what it's after.
Oh my gosh.
Arcan's like a fake Buffalo fan over
yeah.
here, and it got very frosty. So which college graduation was this? This was BU.
This was actually for like Colorado early college.
Oh, this is for both. Okay,
yeah.
I see what you're saying. Got
yeah.
it. Got it.
Yeah, but not for like an actual college institution. So I sang in front of like a few hundred people instead of a few thousand.
All right, so what's the toughest part? Like what's the toughest part of the anthem to really nail?
Probably "And the Rocket's Red Glare," the bombs yeah. bursting in air. Yeah.
But you'll be fine.
I think I'll do great. personally.
I think you're going to do great. And yeah, and it's great that you're excited, not nervous, because I walk the other way on that line of far too often. So, Sarah, what can you tell us about what brings you here today and your story and relationship with the Jimmy Fund?
Oh, wow. So 9 years ago, I was diagnosed with stage 4 neuroblastoma, which is basically seen in children under the age of 2. And that happens when my right eye swelled shut. And they basically did like a full body scan and were just like, okay, so you basically have a month to live. You have cancer all over your bones and your 80% of your bone marrow. You have solid tumors throughout your body.
9 years ago.
9 years ago. Mm. So here I am. I'm almost at year 10, and somehow I'm still here. But I've been through lots of rounds, like nearing 100 rounds of radiation and chemotherapy and immunotherapy. And actually, I start another round tomorrow. And it's been like, this is actually probably my third or fourth relapse at this point as well. Like, I had a 6 month period where I was considered to be quote unquote cancer free, but it just came back. And that's the longest I've been considered cancer free since my diagnosis. But I was first treated at Colorado Children's Hospital, which is an amazing hospital. And I was also treated at CHOP, which is in Philadelphia. And then I moved here for school, and I knew that, obviously, Dana-Farber is one of the best hospitals in the world for cancer. And I was able to, like, thank you, thank you, God, I was able to transfer here and meet my doctors and my team. And now it's basically, like, whenever I go in, which is very often, it's like going into Cheers. Everyone's like, hi, Sarah. It's really, it's amazing. I have amazing doctors, amazing nurses, TAs, CAs, everybody that I've met has just been like incredible and have been trying to help me, because my case is very rare and I should not be alive for many different reasons. And I'm thankful to everyone at the Jimmy Fund. So if someone asked me at the Jimmy Fund to volunteer or do anything, I would absolutely say yes, like at the drop of a hat. And when they asked me to sing the national anthem, I was absolutely floored, because one person heard me sing one song and was just like, she's good enough. She can sing in front of the Red Sox and all these people. So yeah, I've been through a lot. Like, I've had a rib removed. I've like been through the ringer, and like I still hold on to hope that someday we'll be able to find a cure or something to like make it go away. Because when you have metastatic cancer, most of the time it just stays there and it very slowly grows like a fungus, and it just doesn't want to go away because it likes me too much. Like, what's not to like, right? But I joke around about it a lot. But again, it's very serious. And there's lots and lots of kids that I see every day in the clinic. And they're fighting for their lives, too. And it's, like, heartbreaking to see, like, these kids. Like, they're kids. They're, like, going to, like, middle school, elementary school, kindergarten, even, like, infants who are, like, completely bald and, like, have scars. And they have stories of their own. And I look at them and I wonder what their stories are. And they deserve every penny of this. They, like, every penny, all these kids, all these people who are going through their own hell. I'm thankful to do even a smallest amount to, like, help anybody.
Well, I mean, it's expressing it in far better terms than we could possibly express it. I want to underscore the toll-free number, and how could you not, after you hear that from Sarah, 877-738-1234. You mentioned some of the younger children. We're going to be talking to a few. Callista, I know Leilani, Mason, we're going to be talking to shortly. So that's your toll-free number to donate.
So you spoke about the treatment, and it sounds like you've been on a bit of a roller coaster going back to Colorado. What is the care like at Dana-Farber? Because we were talking yesterday about the difference between your medical treatment, but the all-around care that you get from the community, being in there, having people know who you are, not just as a patient, but as a person.
Mm-hmm. Like, I not only, like, meet with my doctors, I meet with like the pain team, the PAC team. I meet with my my social worker. I meet with like a therapist. I meet with physical therapy. I meet with like a whole like bunch of different areas of the hospital that no one would even think about, because like a normal person who doesn't have cancer usually just thinks, oh, they have doctors. They like put them full of chemo and then they send them home. But when you have cancer like mine, when you're at the hospital multiple days a week, you get to know people, and they like ask you how you are. They ask you like personal questions, and they become your family. Like, that's they become like your hospital family. And now I have like two hospital families. I still have people in Colorado calling me and asking how I am. They heard about this and they're just like, oh my gosh, we're going to watch you on TV. And then like I have Dana-Farber, like all my nurses, they're all coming to the game.
Really?
That's awesome.
Yeah. That is awesome.
They're amazing. There's like 40-something people sitting in the stands, and I'm going to try and like sneak down and see them later. But
I think you can sneak anywhere you want in this ballpark. You got carte blanche to go wherever you want.
Now, thank you.
You're a big Red Sox fan. You've been going to games, right? This is a regular thing for you.
Yes.
So how do you feel about the team right now?
I feel as if I have nothing but hope. I think they're going to do great.
All right. Well, they're on a nice win streak now. They're going for the sweep tonight, and I think they have a good luck charm right here singing the national anthem.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully that carries right over.
Well, Sarah, we will all be watching tonight. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on singing the anthem here tonight. Thank you so much, in all honesty, for sharing your story here today. It does far more than we can do by putting a name and a face to that. So thank you, Sarah. And we'll be watching you tonight at Fenway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.